Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Frank Almond was carrying the rare violin outside a performance hall in January when a Milwaukee man, Salah Salahuddin, jolted Almond with a stun gun. Salahuddin took the Stradivarius and hid it for 9 days before the violin was found intact. Salahuddin confessed to the robbery, and at Salahuddin's sentencing, Almond asked that Salahuddin get the maximum sentence of 10 years.
There was extraordinary premeditation to this particular crime, including years of planning and various degrees of stalking, which Mr. Salahuddin seems quite proud of.
Almond says the attack could have permanently injured him or damaged the almost 300-year-old violin. Salahuddin told the court that he worked as an apartment manager and feared as the building became gentrified, he would lose his job and many tenants would lose their apartment. So he says he stole the violin to sell it for money.
There was things that I wanted to purchase that very apartment building that I had worked in so that I could determine who would live in there, and people who had been unjustly evicted, I could bring them back home.
Circuit Judge Dennis Maroney told Salahuddin that he should not steal to help the poor.
Now, that may sound like a noble thing, it may even sound like Robin Hood, to be honest with you, but it's not the way life is.
Maroney then sentenced Salahuddin to 7 years in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Salahuddin's main accomplice, Universal Allah, is already serving 3 years in prison for the violin theft. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.